Welcome to The Connected Life. The Connected Life with hosts Travis and Carrie Fry is all about helping you live a more connected life. They want you more connected to God, self, spouse, family, community, and to the world at large. It is their belief that the more connected you are, the holier and healthier you will be. So stay tuned to The Connected Life with your hosts Travis and Carrie Fry as they explore all facets of what it means to live the connected life.
Welcome to The Connected Life on Family Values Radio 1010 KXXT. I'm your host, Christian counselor Travis Fry, joined by my wife and co-host Carrie Fry.
We're a husband and wife team that together combine our training in both psychology and theology and our real life experience to bring you The Connected Life.
The Connected Life is all about intimately connecting with and loving both God and others. Now, since this is our very first show together, I thought it would be nice for us to take some time to introduce one another. So I want to talk about me, of course, to begin with. So my name is Travis. I'm a marriage and family therapist, a counselor, and I'm also the owner and founder of Crossroads Family Counseling Center. Now, Crossroads is my private practice where I have an office in Phoenix and then also an office in Scottsdale. And we work with couples, we work with families, and we also work with individuals, anyone who is wanting to live a more connected life. You know, if you're struggling with something such as like depression or anxiety, we can help. If you're struggling with a family issue or a marriage issue, we can help. My passion as a Christian marriage counselor, as a Christian counselor, has been to bring the hope and healing of Jesus Christ to those who are in need of that, which honestly, it's all of us. So that's a little bit about me on the personal side or the professional side. What about on the personal side? Well, I am a father to three wonderful kids, and in a few moments, I'll let Carrie talk about our children and our family. And I'm also a husband to my wife, who's sitting right across from me right now, and who is my co-host here on The Connected Life.
Hi, I'm Carrie Fry. I studied Bible and theology at both Biola and Fuller Seminary. I am the elder of youth ministries at Desert Hills Presbyterian or Evangelical Presbyterian Church.
Give a shout out. Yeah.
We're up in Scottsdale. Well, is it considered Scottsdale Road or Tom
North Darlington? North Scottsdale, just right outside of Carefree.
So Tom Darlington and
Carefree Highway.
Yeah. So I am a mom of three. I have three kids, and I homeschool them, so they're with me all the time.
That's Jaden, Gavin, and Addie. Yeah, hello,
and
kids.
Yeah, they're out with their Nana right now, so having a good time. And I'm the wife of Travis. Lucky me.
Yeah, lucky me. I got a great wife. So do you want to tell them how they can get in touch with us?
Yeah, if you want to connect with The Connected Life, the best way would be to go onto Facebook and check us out, look up The Connected Life Radio. And you can check out Crossroads Counseling Center at counselingphoenixscottsdale.com. And the number there is 623-680-3486.
Yeah, and that number is the number where you can reach either one of us if you would ever like to connect with us during the week. So I have a question. Have you ever had the ideal situation, something that you just thought was the best? Maybe it was the ideal job, or maybe it was the ideal place to live. Maybe you were in a relationship and you thought this person was the ideal person, like Mr. or Mrs. Perfect. Maybe it was the ideal or what you thought was the absolute best church or small group. Or maybe it was the best moment of your life. And no matter what, you didn't want that to change, the job or the situation or the place to live or the relationship. But then something happened that resulted in things changing. Maybe it was just over time You know, things change with time, and maybe through time that situation stopped existing or wasn't quite the same. Maybe it was something that you did that resulted in the situation or that perfect event being different. Maybe it was something that someone else did, or maybe it just kind of happened or it went away. So we know that when situations like that happen, we usually have feelings of regret, sadness, loss. It's really difficult. It's really hard. And maybe you tried whatever you could to do within your power to recapture what was lost.
Yeah, and the Connected Life Radio, our ministry here, is about us trying to recapture what we lost. And we lost that with God when it came to the fall. We had something great going on, the ideal situation with God in the beginning. We had connected relationship with God and with others. And when the fall came in, we lost that.
Right, right. In the beginning, we had the absolute ideal perfect situation. And I just want to read Genesis 1:26 real briefly here. It says, Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." Now, the point that I want to make on this passage right here is God is saying, let us in our image and in our likeness. And so we see from this passage that God, by his very nature, is relational. There's the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And that because he's relational and that we're created in his likeness, we too have that relational characteristic as part of who we are. We're made just like him with that deep need for connection and for relationship. And then we see as we go along in the story that as we are created for relationship with God, that he also creates us for connection with one another. And we see, go ahead, Carrie.
Oh, yeah, in Genesis 2:18, the Lord, it says that the Lord God said, "It is not good for man to be alone, and I will make a helper suitable for him." So the important thing that I see about this passage is to realize that this is before the fall. This was said that God says, man, it's not good for man to be alone, even before he had any broken relationship. He had a perfect relationship with God, but God still knew that man needed that connection with other humans. He needed a helper, a helpmate, and someone to be with him, someone to connect to. And that was even before sin had broken into the relationship. And so we have to have relationship to one another. That's what the church is all about, the body of Christ. We need to connect. God sees that it is important and knows that it is good for us to be together. And so there's just no Lone Ranger Christians out there. That's not going to be a healthy way to live our life. We need to be connected 100% with the people around us, with our church and with our families.
Absolutely. By the way, you're listening to The Connected Life on Family Values Radio, 1010 KXXT. And I'm your host, Travis Fry, here with my wife, Carrie. And right now, we're just talking about the perfect situation that we had in the very beginning with creation and how God made everything, and everything was perfect and awesome. I just want to try to set the picture of what I can imagine this would be like. So you have the garden and everything that God created in the garden, and God looked at it and he saw that it was good. You have Adam, who is literally communicating and walking with God, fellowshipping with him. They are connected with one another. You have Eve, who is there, and man and woman are connected, and there's no sin, there's no separation, there's no disconnection. It just sounds awesome. But then, all was lost. Paradise was lost. Connection to God was lost. Connection to one another. Why was it lost? Well, I think a lot of us know the story. It was lost because of our sin. This idea that we don't need God, or that we can go against God, or that somehow we can be God over our own life. Maybe we can make better decisions. You know, when I look at Genesis 3, chapter 3, verses 4 through 5, you know, when Eve is being tempted by the serpent, it says, he says to her, "You will not certainly die," the serpent said to the woman, "for God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." And so as she partakes in the fruit and then Adam follows suit, we see that death and disconnection enter in. There's a loss of relationship with God as he originally intended it to be. We see that scripture talks about how when God came through the garden looking for Adam and Eve, they hid from God. This is the first time where I think the Bible talks about emotions such as shame and fear. God calls out to Adam and to Eve. And of course they say, you know, "We're afraid, God, for we're naked." And God finds out what happens. So we see that this original design to be connected to each other and to God is lost in the fall. And this continues on throughout human race as we look at the very first family, Cain and Abel, Adam and Eve's children. And you see how sin and disconnection and separation continues on throughout them. So the connected life that God had created and intended for us to have with him and one another is lost. At this point, it looks like humanity is completely and utterly disconnected. Well, of course, the good news is that there is hope, because from the moment we sinned, God is seeking to restore us back into connection with him, for us to be in that relationship with him and with one another. He is attempting to reconcile us to him and to each other. And what I love is that even though we rejected God and we chose to disconnect from him and try to be God over our own life, he didn't give up. He continued to pursue us. And as I look at the story of Scripture all the way through the Old Testament and into the New, I think it's the story of God getting back to that connected life that he had originally planned and designed for us.
That's right. And Christ was the key to making it possible that we could win back that connection. We lost it in the fall, but yet Christ was willing to sacrifice and clean up all the sin. And we have that opportunity to reconnect with the kingdom of God. And his ministry was focused on preaching the kingdom of God. We have the chance now to not have the sin in the way and to reconnect with God and in this renewed way. And it's not going to be perfect until Christ comes again. We're not going to have that perfection, but we are to strive towards it. We are supposed to try to get away from the sin and get away from the fallenness and search to have that connection that we had in the garden. The reconnection is through Jesus, and that is not only to God. We reconnect to God, but we also reconnect to the others, to our spouse, our family, and our community. And we're called to have those intimate, vulnerable relationships with them, and that it will help to bring about the kingdom of God.
Absolutely. And I love that it's not about being perfect at all, because we all fall short in that big time, right? But what it is about is it's about being present and being engaged in real, authentic relationships and saying, "Here I am and all my imperfections and shortcomings, God can take me, he can use me, and also we're all in the same boat, right? And the more that we can be open and honest and vulnerable and real with one another, real with each other, sharing our burdens, carrying each other's burdens, I think the stronger and healthier we become. Mm. So in summary, the connected life is really all about intimately connecting with and loving both God and others. And I think the verse that we both like that kind of captures what we're about with the connected life is Matthew 22:37-40. Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments." And so what we're really about, you guys, is loving God, loving others in intimate, vulnerable relationships, encouraging each other in our relationship with God, and encouraging and carrying each other in our relationships with one another. So I just want to transition a little bit and talk about our experiences that we have, Carrie, mm-hmm. trying to live a more connected life. And really, this kind of started for us in college when we were, when I think I was a senior and you were a junior.
Yeah.
And we had a group of friends that we became pretty close to. We started being very intentional with in terms of, hey, let's try and form community here. Let's try and really move beyond surface level and really focus in on getting to know one another, really encouraging each other in our walk and our growth with Christ, and really being connected to each other in that process.
Yeah. Didn't you have a class that inspired you guys to connect?
So there was a group of us guys who took a class by a professor. And in that class, that was one of the key concepts. He talked about how in our culture, there's this emphasis on being an individual, and that if you need others, somehow that is viewed as weakness. Somehow that is viewed as you're not strong, right? And we wanted to go against what our culture taught us. And even to a certain degree, in our church culture, because a lot of times in church, you're not supposed to talk about your struggles. You're not mm-hmm. supposed to talk about, you know what, right now I'm really struggling in my faith, or right now my marriage is not doing so great, or, yeah. you know, I have this issue going on.
Kind of the idea that once I become a Christian, everything's perfect.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. There's that, you know, we don't believe that, right?
Yeah, it's not true.
Right. It's oftentimes messy, and it's okay to be messy. And it's okay to work out your faith with fear and trembling, as Scripture says. So we just wanted to go against that idea of individuality in our culture.
Yeah, and I think that we all grew up with those kind of Lone Ranger heroes. Like our generation of Travis and I, we grew up with Indiana Jones. You know, he was great. He would go out with his whip and he'd do it all by himself and he would push everybody away.
Sorry, I couldn't resist.
But he pushed everyone away, and he was cooler because of that. And Batman, you know, Batman
I won't do the
was
theme song. I don't know.
Yeah,
it,
don't
so.
Do Batman. Thank you. So, and Batman was just he'd fight everybody, but he would keep it all to himself, and he was just, you know, wore black and just looked cool, and everybody thought he was great. And we need to people like Rambo, and what are some of the other?
Yeah, that's who I can. That's who I probably identified with as a young man.
Yeah.
You know, strong, silent type. I don't need anyone.
Right.
So,
right. But it's opposite when you read the Bible. God really wants us to be a community and to stick together, to be the body of Christ. And that's how we're supposed to function. And we're supposed to function as a unity. And we need to throw away all those ideas as that it's great to be all on your own, because we're not built to be that way. We're built to be together. And we really are. Psychologically, it's been proven that we're stronger when we're connected to other people. We can suffer through more trials. We can make through difficult things and be stronger because of it. We become resilient when we have a connected, solid foundation with other people. Whether it's a church, a spouse, a family, just friends, it's important.
Absolutely.
So the one thing I like thinking about is the parable of the sticks. If you've got one stick, it's really easy to snap it in half. But when you get that same kind of stick and you have 100 of them and bundle them all together, you're not going to be able to break it. And God made us like that too. If you're all alone and trying to suffer through something, you're going to break. But if you have a church community, a family, a really awesome, great collection of friends with you, you're not going to break because they are all there holding you up.
It's beautiful. Love that. Yeah, so we believe that the more connected you are, the healthier and holier you become. And needing connection is not seen or viewed by us as a sign of weakness. And so right now, we're in the process. You know, we moved away from a lot of those connections that we had in college, although we still maintain close friendship. And occasionally we get together with those people. But where we are now, we are building community and connection with those around us. And so this whole process, you know, I think what I want to say is that we're absolutely against the whole concept of, you know, you come home, you open up your garage, you pull your car in, you close the garage door, and you don't ever come out and interact and engage with the world around you.
Mm-hmm.
You're isolated, you're cut off. You know, we are about like getting out there, talking to people, getting to know people, really, really engaging with our neighbors, whether those people are Christian or non-Christian.
Yeah, I think one of the great things that God did in our lives is when we were forced to break up the close relationships in a living near our friends from college. We all moved and started our own families in different cities around the country. It was a real loss. And in my prayer life, my prayer was, God, let these people come and be able to live with us, or let the people that live by me be our best friends. And that's what God did. We've got amazing people just in our neighborhood that we've been able to connect to. My best friend is across the street. We have just two amazing families that live right in our neighborhood that we've connected to in just great ways. And they are our support. They are amazing people. We love them so much.
Absolutely.
So God can do it. He can do great things.
Yeah. So we're excited to bring you The Connected Life. In future shows, we're going to talk about marriage. We're going to talk about family. We're going to talk about relationships. We're going to talk about parenting. And we want to connect with you. If there are any ideas for a show or any questions that you want us to answer on air or send those over to us and we'll interact and we'll engage with you. We want to get connected to you. Couple of things. Do you want to talk real briefly and just how they can get in touch with us, Carrie?
Yeah, to connect with The Connected Life Radio, you can connect to us on Facebook. So if you go to Facebook and just look up The Connected Life Radio and or go to www.facebook.com/The Connected Life. And then
The Connected Life Radio, by the way.
Oh, sorry, The Connected Life Radio. And then if you want to connect to Crossroads, there's counselingphoenixscottsdale.com, or you can call us at 623-680-3486.
Yeah, and real briefly, give us a call, especially if you're looking for couples help. We do have some exciting events in March coming up where we will be able to help. Call us at 623-680-3486. There's a couples retreat in March and also a weekly night couples seminar. And if you mention The Connected Life Radio, it will be a 15% discount. Just give us a call or go onto the website to learn more about the couples retreat coming up in March. Thanks, guys. We love you, and we hope that you live a more connected life.